Good morning. This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. Earlier this week, we saw something in Ohio we have never seen before. An order from the Ohio Department of Health Director to close all of the over 3,600 polling places in the state because of fear of spreading the coronavirus in crowded polling places. Joining me to talk more about the fallout from that decision is WVXU's senior political analyst, Howard Wilkinson. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
Secretary of State Frank LaRose wanted to postpone the election until June 2nd, but now it's possible those polling places may never open. Tell us why.
Yes, that's what LaRose had proposed. Now, he can't do that by himself. It has to be either the legislature or a court order. Personally, I think it's highly unlikely that the polling places will ever be open, and this will end up being the first all absentee election in Ohio history. And really, there's no reason why it can't be. That could be done very easily.
Tell us how that would work.
The Supreme Court could set a date. The Ohio Democratic Party, in a lawsuit that they filed with the Ohio Supreme Court, had suggested cutting it off at April 28th and counting all of the votes cast prior to March 17th and beyond March 17th at that point, and those would all be absentee ballots. Now, the court can do that, and the court's going to start taking briefs on the issue and maybe have a hearing on it by the end of next week. In the meantime, the legislature, I think, is fairly anxious to come up with some kind of plan on this. Larry Householder, the House Speaker, I think he'd do it even earlier. And, between the legislature and the Ohio Supreme Court, somebody is going to set a date. And chances are it will not be an election where the polls will actually ever be open.
So why is it important for this election to be wrapped up one way or another sooner rather than later?
Well, it's important for now. I mean, this is a Democratic presidential primary, and you know that may be. It may appear on the outside that Joe Biden seems to have this wrapped up, but nonetheless, unless Ohio Democrats can decide on who their delegates are going to be, whether they're going to be Biden delegates or Bernie Sanders delegates or someone else. It needs to be done because the Democratic National Convention is supposed to be in July in Milwaukee, and they need to get it done so that Ohio can have a voice in the selecting of a nominee and a running mate. And also, the local candidates on the Democratic side who have had contested primaries, that they're stuck in the middle. They can't do anything about running against their Republican opponents in the fall until they know whether or not they won the primary.
Now, here in Southwest Ohio, there were quite a number of contested primaries, especially on the Democratic side. So how would a long delay impact those races?
Well, those races could, you could end up with some of those races, like the Ohio 1st Congressional District, where you've got two Democrats running, Nikki Foster and Kate Schroeder. And they both want to face Steve Chabot, the entrenched Republican incumbent in the fall. But we don't know which one of them is going to win the primary yet. And they're going to run out of money very soon. And after the primary, they'll have to start raising more money to run against Chabot, whoever the winner turns out to be. And in the meantime, Chabot's done nothing but sit there on a very large campaign fund and not had to spend any of it because he didn't have primary opposition. So they'd be put at a disadvantage, especially in fundraising, because, the economy is not looking great right at the moment. And the people who give money to political campaigns might pull in a little bit and not be so free in opening up their checkbooks to political candidates.
Howard, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's senior political analyst. You can hear him each Friday at this time. You can also read his columns and stories at WVXU.org and sign up for his Counterpoints weekly election newsletter there as well.